Most of the time when you see Jesus move in the Bible, he preached, he healed, he delivered. Amen? He preached. In fact, let me show you this. We haven't started yet, they're still giving away books. In Matthew 10, verse 1, I'll read it for you. And when he had called unto his 12 disciples, he gave them power against unclean spirits to cast them out, to heal all manner of sickness, all manner of diseases. That is Jesus' word. He came to heal. He came to deliver. Amen? We believe that, right? So we have to see what we believe and walk in what we believe. We have to take what is promised and put into reality. Amen? Promises must become reality. Amen? So you see what is healing as revealed in the scriptures? That's the first thing. And then the four witnesses of healing. What are those? You see them. Then we'll deal with five hindrances of healing. So you have to be here tomorrow as well and Tuesday. So Tuesday we close, we pray, we believe Jesus for powerful touching of us. But every day, every time you're in the presence of God, you believe God. I tell people, don't wait until the preaching starts. The moment you wake up, believe God for whatever. When they're singing, don't just sit there and watch. Believe God that he will heal you as they sing. As you enter, as you drive onto the property, believe God. Call on God. Say, God, you have brought so many men of God here. They've stepped their foot here. So I draw from that anointing. I draw from their grace and I'm healed. Amen? Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. What is healing as reviewed in the scriptures? Let's go to the next slide. All right? And now go to your next, to page one. So John, 3 John chapter 1, verse 2, in your handouts, it says, Beloved, I wish above all things that you may prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prosper. It's not enough just to prosper financially, but it's enough to prosper in your body, in your spirit. Amen? So sometimes people can have a lot of money and be sick. And then there are people that are sick and broke. That's just bad. So here, Apostle John is saying, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in good health, even as your soul prospers. So the soul can be sick. The soul can be sick. People can prosper financially, but they can be so sick. Or you prosper financially, but your children are acting up. So you have the money, but you don't enjoy the money because of what's going on in your life. Your soul is in bondage. David, King David, prayed this prayer in Psalm 142, verse 7. He said, Deliver my soul out of prison. Amen? He cried out, deliver my soul out of prison. Why? Because he realized that his soul was imprisoned. Now, when we say a soul being in prison, it's not the whole of you. Maybe you suffer with fears. So that part of your body that deals with fears is in bondage. It needs to be delivered. It needs to be healed. Look at Matthew 9 in your handouts. Matthew 9. Verse 8, but when the multitude saw it, they marveled and glorified God, which had given such power unto men. What this power, power to heal. They looked at these guys and they marveled, wow, we didn't know that God has given these men power to heal. That power to heal is given to you. That's why we are fasting. That's why we come to church to be trained. That's why we pray. That's why we read the Bible. Why? Is to be empowered. To be empowered to heal the sick. To be empowered to deliver the captives. To be empowered. Amen? So we need power to heal the sick. We've got more people coming. So these booklets, again, some of you can give more than $10 for the book. You can pay for your neighbor. Now look at Jeremiah 30 verse 17. I want you to look at the word. Look, pastor said he has experienced healing through the reading of the word. The entrance of the word brings light. Yes, I thank God for deliverance. I thank God for the power to heal. But even when we take people through deliverance, one of the things that we say to them is we need you to go and read following scriptures. Why? Because he never said the prayer will make you free. He says you shall know the truth, and the truth that you know will set you free. Where is the truth? In the Bible. Amen? Jeremiah 30 verse 17. For I will restore health unto thee, and I will heal thee of all thy wounds. Thus says the Lord, I will heal you of all thy wounds. Listen, when you are praying, when you read that and you know you are sick, you go on your knees and, Father, you said in here that you heal me of all my wounds. Lord, I claim this promise. You prophesy. You spoke through Jeremiah. You said you heal me through, you heal me of all my diseases. I receive your word. I let your word enter me in the name of Jesus. Amen? You are putting the word of God into action. You know, 2 years ago, I had a dream. In that dream, I was on crutches. So I woke up kind of scared. I said, oh, no, in the name of Jesus, I refuse that, in Jesus' name. I went back to sleep. I didn't really pray well. I went back to sleep. I woke up Sunday morning. I could not lift my right leg out of bed. I was so much in pain. I managed to crawl out of bed, went to the shower. I could not lift this leg to go over that lip in the shower. I had to pick it up. I managed to go. I showered, went to church. When I started preaching, it went away. That pain went away. When I sat back down, it started again. I called people. Oh, that's sciatic. That's sciatic nerve. Oh, that's second. Like, you know what? Hell is here. That is second to hell. Nobody was giving me any encouraging words. They were just like, oh man, I've had it for 10 years. I've had it. The more I talked to people, the more I was discouraged, Pastor. But then I said, thinking, you know what? No. So my wife took me to emergency care. And they confirmed it to a sciatic nerve. And they gave me these pills. Whenever I took one, I started feeling like crazy, like it was. Now, I ran the drug and alcohol facility. So I know what those are. I say, you know what? I'm not taking these. Because these are making me feel crazy. I started confessing James 1:17. Every good thing comes from above. Every good and perfect thing comes from above, comes from the Father of lights. In you, there are no changes. I went to bed, I confessed that until I was out. I woke up to go to the bathroom, I checked the pen was still there, I woke up, crawled out of bed, I started confessing that, I started binding that, I started repenting to the Lord. Why? Because I saw that attack in the dream, but I did not take care of it. I started commanding whatever the enemy sent to go back, and I started saying, Lord, you said beautiful are the legs of them that preach the gospel. There's nothing pretty about being in crutches, and I like my shoes, I like wearing nice things. I'm not doing that. Those are my prayers. Well, look, don't act like the Lord doesn't know what you are trying to say in your heart. So, you say it. I confess that scripture, the same verse. I don't know how many times I was laying in bed. Every good thing, every perfect thing comes from above, comes from the Father of lights. In you, there are no changes. You are the Father of lights. Lord, let your light come now in this knee. Let your light burn this now in the name of Jesus. You are the God who answers by fire. I receive fire in my hip now in the name of Jesus. I command whatever the enemy sent, I command you to go away now in Jesus' name. Oh, Father, I pray. Confessing the word of God. I went to church. It was still there. I got up to preach. It left me and never came back. It's the word of God. Now, am I saying the person that has that and they've not been healed, they've been believing God, there's something wrong with them? No. But I'm not them. Because people say, well, if healing is for everybody, how come Paul was sick? Too bad, that's Paul. I'm not him, and I refuse to be sick. So don't buy this thing, well, Paul had this, so because of Paul, then, well, David committed adultery. Do you want to use that? Do you want to use that to your wife? You know, David did it, so no. So if you can't use that, you can't use anything else. Now, look at this. Healing, as revealed in the scripture, is a state of well-being in all areas of one's life. That is physically, spiritually, mentally, morally, emotionally, financially. It is the wholeness of human being by the work of the Spirit of God. The psalmist records this in Psalm 103. Look at that. He forgives all our iniquities. He heals all our diseases. He redeems us from destruction. He crowns us with loving kindness. He crowns us with tender mercies. Satisfies us with good things. Amen? All right, let's go to the next slide. Now, look, I've been in deliverance. Since, you know, I was born again for 2-3 weeks, the first time I ever dealt with demons, and I've dealt with demons from that time. They don't bother me. I know them. They know me. We understand each other. Hallelujah. Next slide, please. Now, when for a doctrine to be established, you have to know what these witnesses say about a doctrine. When I got born again, the church that I joined, I was made to believe that taking medication is sinful. Nobody said it, but that was the assumption. People had to go secretly to go to see the doctor. Why? Because it was seen as a sign of no faith. In fact, when somebody got up to say, I've never been to a doctor for 30 years, that was like glorification. Now, from this study, you will see even the importance of doctors. Why we need to take medicine sometimes? God created it. It's not lack of faith. I mean, you take medicine, you take all kind of medicine. How many of you have ever eaten roots before? Roots. Anybody that has ever eaten roots? R-O-O-T-S. Anybody? Roots. There you go. Potatoes are roots. Carrots are roots. Ginger are roots. You see why? You know why you didn't get your hand up? They're thinking, oh, I don't think I eat any roots. What about leaves? Anybody that has ever taken leaves before? Tea? Spinach? You are. All right. The four witnesses. So in your handout on page 2, it says, this is the third time I'm coming to you. In the mouth of two or three witnesses shall every word be established. So we are going to establish that healing is real. Why we need to interrogate the witnesses. The first witness is the Old Testament. Does the Old Testament testify that healing is for today? Do we see healing in the Old Testament? Yes, we do. Exodus 15, verse 26. If thou diligently hearken unto to the voice of thy Lord, and then towards the end there, it says, I will put none of these diseases upon thee, which I have brought upon the Egyptians, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. I am the Lord that healeth thee. Amen? Let's look at witness number 2. Now, in fact, let's go to page 3. The first recorded healing that I have found, somebody else found something else, is in Genesis 20, verse 17, where you have it in your handouts. Let's read that together. 1, 2, 3, go. So, Abraham prayed unto God and healed Abimelech. Now stop. Read that one more time. What does that tell you? For healing to occur, there must be an Abraham to pray. For healing to occur, there must be a Hannah to pray. Somebody must pray. So, this thing of just sitting at home and wishing God would heal you, no. It's every good thing comes from above. Comes from the Father of lights. But those good things will come through man. Will come through a human being. Will come through something. So Abraham had to pray for God to heal. Paul says, it says, and God wrought special miracles through Paul. Who wrought the miracles? Through who? There we go. You shall lay hands on the sick and they will recover. Who is healing? God. Who is doing the laying of hands? You are. We are doing it. Amen? Hallelujah. All right, witness number 2. Because you are trying to establish a doctrine. All right, let me give you this example. Isaiah says, by his stripes we are. Peter says, by his stripes we were. One says we are healed, one says we are healed. James comes and says, is any man sick among you? Let him call on the elders. Who pray, anoint him with oil, if there's any sickness, it will be healed. If there's any sin, it will be forgiven. Okay, now, is James doubting what Peter said? Why is James suggesting that the ones that Isaiah said, we are healed already, then James is saying, if you are sick, go to the elders. So, if all I have is Isaiah, and I don't read James, I won't go to the elders. Because I'll say to myself, by his stripes I'm healed. That's it. The scriptures must be balanced. Amen? It's like a balanced meal. It has to be balanced. You cannot just run with one thing and then establish a doctrine. That's why people are in error. Why? Because they will take one thing and build a doctrine on that one thing. No, it cannot be. A doctrine, scriptures explain scriptures. Amen? They do not contradict each other. They just balance each other. Amen? Look at Matthew 4, on page 4, Matthew 4, 20, 23. And Jesus went about Galilee, teaching in their synagogues and preaching the gospel of the kingdom and healing all manner of sicknesses and all manner of diseases among the people. The question is Jesus still doing that today? How? Through you. The Christ in you, the hope of glory. So, are you a healer? Are you a healer? See, some people are trying to qualify it. Are you a healer? You know why you're saying that? Because you're not comfortable saying you are a healer. Lift your right hand. Say, I am a healer. Why? Because Jesus told you, go and heal the sick. Because he said that, then you qualify to be a healer. Do you have any CPAs in here? Any accountants? CPAs, accountants. Anybody? Soldiers? Mechanics? My God. Plumbers? Any nurses? Plumbers. He doesn't have a problem saying I'm a plumber. If you got a plumbing issue, you call them. You call him. And he's so sure it's coming to fix your plumbing. In any electrician. Electrician, you do everything. Why is it that it's okay for electrician to be so sure that they're coming to your house to fix your electrical problem? But when it comes to you and me, we're talking earlier. Listen, the scriptures, there is a law of agreement, a law of words. When I go to the hospital, and in my mind, I'm going to visit the sick, because as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. I'll go visit. I could visit my sister. Let's say she was not well. I go visit her. And that's all we'll get. But if I determine from where I'm going that my sister is not feeling well, I'm going to heal her. I already agree with the law of words, the law of agreement. Amen? So there is a law that is backing me up. And the Holy Ghost, because he said, I shall decree a thing and it shall be established unto me, and the light of God shall shine upon me. So when I go to see her, I'm already determined in my heart that I'm going to heal. So I go there and I enter the hospital. I just say, Lord, in the name of Jesus, I came because you sent me to heal. Right now, every disease, every problem that is in you must go in the name of Jesus. I decree and declare you are well, you are healed financially, you are healed emotionally. It's violence taken by force, and it's knowing what you want. Amen? It doesn't even sound okay to say, I'm going to a hospital to heal the sick. Oh, it's Jesus who heals. I know that. Look, I can do all things through Christ Jesus, but I don't say I'm going to fix the electricity in Jesus' name. I just go. That's the truth. I can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens me. That doesn't mean I've never flown a plane. I have with Pastor Bob. And you know what that means, Pastor. It doesn't mean I would go and do something that I've never done, that I don't know to do. I'll go and fly a plane because the scripture says I can do all things through Christ Jesus who strengthens me. Now, if I apply myself as a pilot and I learn how to do it, then Jesus will strengthen what I already know. Amen? So healing the sick, you all can do it, but it's how you set yourself. Amen? Acts 10 verse 38, how God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power. With the Holy Ghost and with power. And Jesus went around doing good, healing all that were oppressed by the devil because God was with him. Hallelujah. It's taking the scriptures and believing the scriptures and running with the scriptures and making decrees that this is what is going to happen. Amen? The first time I ever saw healing, there was a lady that was in a wheelchair for 17 years. I was new in faith. I was probably born again less than a month. I saw they would carry her. We used to pray in the basement. So they would carry her from upstairs and bring her down. And then they'll bring a wheelchair and sit her there. And I was sitting next to her. Her name was Veronica. So in my head, I heard something that asked her this question. So I said, Miss Veronica, how did you get in the wheelchair? She told me she was hit by a truck driver. Then I said, have you ever taken time to forgive that man? Well, she said to me, it was a hit and run. They never caught him. I said, still, have you ever taken time to forgive him? All she said was, okay, I forgive the truck driver. Her wheelchair started shaking, and she got up. I took off. I ran away from her because that freaked me out. I'm thinking, oh, I didn't mean to do that. I took off. I went upstairs. Then I could hear people downstairs. Oh, they are rejoicing. And so I started coming back like slowly. I told, there he is. Come here. Look. Then I started thinking, oh, this thing is not as difficult as. But, you know, Pastor Barry, I saw more miracles when I didn't know a lot. After I started knowing too many things, I started thinking, God can be telling me something, and I'm thinking about a scripture that is saying no to what he's saying. I'm trying to. Oh, no, I gotta use wisdom. No! Oh, what if she doesn't get up? No! Christ in you, the hope of glory. Jesus went about Galilee. Jesus is going about Knoxville. How? In you. You carry the glory of God. Hallelujah. Look at John chapter 5. You're on page 4. John chapter 5, verse 6. When Jesus saw him, please underline that, when Jesus saw him. Because sometimes people think Jesus forgot you. Sometimes you can go through something so bad and for so long, and you think. Then you get used with your sickness, and you start, you don't even pray for it. When they're praying for that, you don't even get up. Why? Because you've gotten used to it. And you think Jesus is ignoring you. But look at this. When Jesus saw him lie, and what? Knew what? Jesus knows. He knows how long you've been going through that. He can still see you. Listen, other people can ignore you. Family can ignore you. And you can think, this is it. I'm just going to hide. Jesus can see you. Lift your right hand and say, Jesus, thank you that you can see me. Even when nobody is seeing me, you can see me. Hallelujah. Jesus can see you.